Dear people who keep company with God, Abraham built his last altar in the land of Moriah, Genesis 22, 1-9. This name is taken from the Hebrew verb to see. It means the revealing one who is more than a provider. It tells us that the Lord sees our future and has made provisions for every need we will ever have. Genesis 22 and 14. Abraham called the name of that place, "The Lord will provide," as it is said to this day, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." The Bible records three major spiritual events that happened in the land of Moriah. Abraham taking Isaac, the son of promise, at God's request to the land of Moriah to sacrifice him as a burnt offering was the first, Genesis 22, 1-14. The second event happened late in David's reign. He sinned in the sight of the Lord by ordering a census, 1 Chronicles 21. As part of his repentance before the Lord, David purchased a large piece of property owned by a Jebusite man named Ornan for 600 shekels of gold. David's purchase of Ornan's property seems to have included an additional 50 shekels of silver for the purchase of a threshing floor and oxen for sacrifice. David then erected an altar and offered sacrifices, which stopped the plague that had been released against Israel. It was at this point that Solomon's temple was built, 2 Chronicles 3:1. As remarkable as this is, there is more. Although there is question and debate as to the exact location of Calvary, there is some archaeological evidence that indicates the place of the crucifixion of Jesus Christ was at Mount Moriah. In the same place, Abraham and David built their altars and the location of Solomon's temple. If this were indeed true, it would be a literal fulfillment of Abraham's offering of Isaac when God said, "In the mount of the Lord it will be provided." Genesis 22:5. Abraham said to his young men, "Stay here with the donkey, and I and the lad will go over there, and we will worship and return to you." This is the first time in the Bible that the word worship is used. It is the Hebrew verb sha'ah, which means bow down, prostrate oneself and worship. This is significant as God told Abraham to take Isaac and sacrifice him. Abraham took Isaac to the mountain, bound him, and sought to sacrifice him. God never did any of it for him. Abraham himself bowed down before God. However, God provided everything Abraham couldn't provide, which is the essence of grace. Worship doesn't mean all those things that we do outwardly. True worship comes out of our heart and is based on a relationship. That is why in the New Testament it says, "The Father seeks those who will worship Him in spirit and truth," John 4:23. When this event occurred, Abraham was a very old man. He had walked with the Lord for almost 50 years. Abraham knew him. He understood his heart and had a history with the goodness and love of God. Abraham and David both willingly bowed themselves to the Lord, not because they had to or it was the right thing to do, but because of their personal history with God. In their most trying moments, they trusted Him and knew what He was saying and doing came out of His love and care for them. They knew the Father heart of God and trusted His grace to do for them what they could not do for themselves. That is the basis for true worship. Many blessings, Byron Wicker.
Thank you.